You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's new and it's free. It's Dog Pound Drive, the Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns and the Steelers week 6. The pregame starts at 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from live bands and EV. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back with you here today on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to get into some of your tweets. We're also going to take a look at the running backs of the Tennessee Titans. But we will start with some tweets. Matt and I got one we were just discussing here off the air. And it came to us and was basically saying, with the Browns' 2 first-round picks, would they make a play for Tom Brady? And I say, absolutely not.
And I say, if there were a camera on us, you'd get the same look that Bill Belichick gave all the guys in the press conference
when they were asking if they has a quarterback controversy. Is Garoppolo the starter now? No. Well, listen, first round picks are incredibly valuable. Two of them, especially for this Browns team that is not necessarily one player away. I think right now Brian Hoyer has been doing a good Tom Brady impression and a better one than Brady himself has done in New England. He's old at this point in his career. People don't realize just how old Tom Brady is, but he is getting up there in age, 37 years young, and he's struggling. And you don't give up the future for the present unless you thought that Tom Brady was the guy that was going to put you over the top and give you that Super Bowl win. I'm not sure about that. It's just not happening.
No, it's not happening. And I think that also too, what we'll find out by the end of the season is we don't necessarily have holes. We'll just find out there's opportunities for us to go upgrade and go get a difference maker in a first round pick to fill those to be a significant upgrade at the positions that we feel we need by the end of the season.
Right, and I think that's something Ray Farmer and his staff and the personnel department already working on. You know, where do they want to get those tweaks? Where do they want to make those little upgrades? And this is a team that's going to have a lot of opportunities to attack that again in the NFL draft in 2015. But we got a lot to play for here in 2014 Looking to get back to the playoffs. Now, we got a tweet right now from Eric who says, I promise you this. He says, Titans will run the ball if they have any clue to win this game because the Browns' run defense has been bad. And certainly it has been, giving up 153.7 yards per game on the ground, ranking 29th in the NFL. They are 30th in overall defense at 425.7, and they're giving up over 5 yards per carry. So the Tennessee Titans could come out and run the ball against the Browns. That wouldn't surprise me. So let's take a look at these backs of the Titans, Matt. You've got a kind of combination of old and new, a few journeymen in here mixed in as well with their young player in Bishop Sankey. But Sean Green right now leads this team with 33 carries through the first four games of the year. He's has 154 yards rushing, 4.7 yards per carry, a big back. He spent time with the New York Jets. Sean Green now in Tennessee, and he's a guy that is big between the tackles back. Not very explosive in terms of his speed, not necessarily a big-time runner by any stretch of the imagination. They don't have anybody on their team averaging 10 carries a game or 40 yards rushing per game. This has not been a team that has been very committed to running the football overall, although they are averaging 119.7 yards per game. But keep in mind, 113 of that has come via Locker and Whitehurst.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that, but again, looking at our scouting report, it bodes extremely well for them to try to run the football. And what I kind of I could possibly foresee them doing, which is what we as the Cleveland Browns do try to do against other teams, is run the football, move the chains, shorten the game as much as possible. If they truly feel going into this game they've got inadequate talent and they're a patchwork type of job, as Ken Whisenhunt kind of alluded to, with a lack of stars on this roster, they will do their very best to run the football and again use some of the play action to open up some throwing lanes for whatever quarterback it might be. At this point, it's Jake Locker if he's practicing, but Charlie Whitehurst either, and that is their best guess. And again, both these guys are physical runners, and I think
Sean Green is like, come on, Sean Green shouldn't scare the Browns. And if the Browns, let me say this, if the Browns can't stop Sean Green, they need to freak out on run defense. That means the run defense is atrocious if you cannot slow down Sean Green.
Yeah, you started laughing and just kind of cut me off because I mean you're right. You're right. These guys are not. They're not. I said they're physical runners, but in no way, shape, or form are they, you know, going to impose their will on us, especially if, as we've identified now for the last 12 days, 10 days, that you know, that defensive line and linebacker group really needs to, you know, work on their run fits, and that is a problem that we all need, you know, is a point of emphasis for us. If that's fixed, these guys, you know, we're going to impose our will upon them.
As we should. Sean Green has only played 67, by the way, of the 253 snaps that they have had on offense. So he, when he's in, he pretty much gets the ball. He's gotten the ball 18 times there. And Sean Green is a guy that I think the Browns need to come out and stop. But I think when you look at the running backs, he's not going to be the main one. The main one's going to be Bishop Sankey, who's seen his play, played 11 snaps week one, 4 week two, 29 in week three, and then played up to 50% of the snaps in week number four against the Colts. And Sankey started to come on a little bit for this team. He was the first running back selected in the draft this season, and he was out of the University of Washington. He rushed for 3,496 yards there, and he had a school record 1,775 on the ground in 2013. Sankey has looked good to me. He's a guy that's got a lot of talent. He's got some power, as you alluded to. Also has some wiggle in the open field, can catch the football out of the backfield. I think we're going to see more of Sankey. He's averaging 5 yards per carry through the first four games in his young career. Only 24 rushes, but I think as they go, they're going to up his workload and he's going to get more. They brought in Dexter McCluster, who was supposed to play kind of that Danny Woodhead role in the Winston Hunt offense. Yeah. Hasn't really materialized so far. Just 4 catches, 41 yards, 16 carries for 60 yards. But it has been a real committee in that backfield. I think it's only a matter of time before Sankey really takes over. It could be as early as this week. But shutting these guys down, and we said this against Baltimore, though. You're going against Lorenzo Talifiero, who's a fourth-round pick they weren't expecting much of, was fourth on their depth chart when the season opened, and Justin Forsett, and yet those two journeymen dropped, you know, 160 yards, on us. This is a game where the Browns need to take away the run and make Jake Locker try to beat you.
Most definitely, and I think that, you know, looking at these guys, just based on what you've said and our understanding of this roster is, you know, Sean Green and is probably the least skilled out of Green, Sankey, and McCluster. You know, Bishop Sankey, at this point as a rookie, is probably the most well-rounded runner. And yep. Dexter McCluster is more of like that scat backish. You used to see him. What Jamal Charles kind of did last night lining up all over the place was what the role Dexter McCluster would be. So defensively, when I see that is, I think that's where we as a defense need to identify the personnel of the Tennessee Titans to determine what type of play call we can expect. You know, with Sean Green, of course, as you said, when he's in the game, most likely it's going to be a run. You know, Sankey's probably 50-50, and McCluster might be even more of a true maybe 70-30 pass type situation.
Exactly.
Getting him out on the route. So who's in the game is going to determine what type of personnel we have on the field and what we can expect from the Tennessee Titans.
And the Browns need to remember Dexter McCluster torched him for 7 catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown last year while a member of the Kansas City Chiefs back in that game in week number 8. They need to make sure that that doesn't happen in this game either. Slow down these running backs, take away this ground game, and make this passing attack of Jake Locker, Charlie Whitehurst, whoever ends up quarterbacking, that ranks 29th in the NFL right now, try to beat you, and that will be the recipe for success for this Browns team, and I think they will have it. Again, this is a Tennessee team averaging just 15 points per game. They do not have playmakers. They do not have consistent playmakers at all on this team, and I think that's where the Browns have a major advantage that they must capitalize on in order to win this game. We've looked at the quarterbacks and the running backs. We're going to take a look at the wide receivers and the tight ends as well as this game goes on. We'll also take a look, or the show goes on, and we'll look at the offensive line to round out the offense of the Tennessee Titans here on this Tuesday. When Matt and I return, we're going to dial up the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, for his press conference addressing the media for the first time since the Browns returned from their bye week. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.